WDAE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden detailing a three-phase ceasefire hostage release deal proposed by Israel to Hamas militants.
Hamas says it wants a ceasefire. This deal is an opportunity to prove whether they really mean it.
President says Israelis can accept the deal knowing they are safe from future attacks by Hamas. President Biden's first remarks about the conviction of former President Trump on 34 felony counts for falsifying business records include no one is above the law and you don't attack the judicial system because you don't like the outcome. The defendant says they'll appeal.
It's not hush money. It's a non-disclosure agreement, totally legal, totally common. Everyone has it.
A retired four-star Navy admiral was arrested and charged with two others in an alleged bribery scheme to steer government contracts to a private company. The Obamas confirmed the passing of Michelle Obama's mother, Marion Robinson. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 23 tornadoes are now confirmed in Wisconsin so far this year. That's as many as Wisconsin gets in an average year. Tornado activity was especially bad last week. Three rounds of severe storms swept across Wisconsin on the 21st. Tens of thousands of homes and businesses were left without power. Expect First Lady Jill Biden to speak with urgency in Wisconsin tonight, much as she did at a recent campaign stop in Michigan.
We have to meet this moment as if our rights are at stake, because they are. As if our democracy is on the line, because it is.
Mrs. Biden is set to campaign at Milwaukee's Festa Italiana. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Authorities say two people died when a house exploded and caught fire in southern Wisconsin. One person was found dead in the home's ruins after it exploded around 11 Tuesday night, just outside the city of Middleton. And Middleton Fire Chief Aaron Harris says a second body was found Wednesday. He says a dog was recovered alive and taken to an emergency veterinary clinic. Harris says the cause of the explosion remains under investigation. Neighbors reported hearing gunfire at the fire scene, but authorities believe flames set off ammunition stored inside the home. Americans are drinking less milk than ever. Milwaukee Magazine reports fluid milk consumption's been dropping since the USDA began tracking it in 1975. Milk-like beverages made from almonds, oats, and soy are largely to blame. Wisconsin is the second leading milk-producing state in the nation, behind California. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
It's the Brewers and the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a weekend series against the Chicago White Sox, and the Sox not doing well at all. They've lost eight games in a row. Manager Pedro Grifol calling his players out this week.
We got no hit through eight. We had a pinch hitter break it up. The rest of the guys, not the rest of the guys, most of the guys were flat today. Unacceptable. That's all I got. Flat. Period. Major league game. Got to respect it. Pretty simple.
How do you and the coaching staff treat the guys after that?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Why does that happen?
I'm not going to talk about it.
What do you see about the events?
No adjustments. We didn't make any adjustments to this guy.
The Brewers in first place by five games, having won five of their last seven. College football, the Badgers announcing yesterday they're going to play two of their regular season games on Fridays, the August 30th game against Western Michigan, conflicting with many high school games being played that Friday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mild night tonight with a mostly cloudy sky, lows in the upper 50s, and mostly cloudy for tomorrow, scattered storms and highs in the mid-70s. Back into sunshine and upper 70s on Sunday, more storms likely Sunday night and Monday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us on Monday as we'll take a look back over the weekend and launch our new Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Maybe we'll find a pool boy. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Ah, there it is. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Yes, that's Tim, not Johnny. I'm back, man. I'm back. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, Jess and the boards, working the studio there, producing. So glad to be out of the car, everybody. 7 days, 52 and a half hours in the car with my daughter from Ohio to Wyoming, Wyoming back to Ohio. And here I am back in the real Busted Pencil saddle again. So feeling good.
Oh, Tim, we're excited to have you back, man. And to have had some moments where you were able to call in and share from the road, you know, with you and your daughter heading across the country and then back through. I mean, we've had just an amazing time, you know, discussing things, chopping it up. We had Anya and Jess on. We had great guests. I know you were able to listen, so I don't need to recap you. But you know what it is, Tim? And I think you forgot. I think the whole driving thing, you know, might have jarred you a bit because it's TGIFBP, baby. That's nice. A Tim signature.
TGIFBP. Thank goodness it's Friday, Busted Pencils. You know what's so awesome about Friday, Johnny?
But
if you're in Madison, it's a great time to go to Minocqua Brewing Company, the tap room. And you know why? Because Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Yeah, Johnny, that's it, you know, because Friday night in Madison, Wisconsin, what a great place to stop. The Minocqua Brewing Tap Room right up there, right across from East High School. Everybody's checking it out. Love it, you know, spending time. But you did, man, what a week. I got to listen in the one night, and that was great. And listening to you and Jess and Anya just kicking butt. It was just a great show. And then I got to listen back to the Educators Amplified episode and then got the call in last night. You guys were busy this week. Tell me what, just help me figure it all out, though, and help me make sense of the week.
Well, I don't know if we can help you make sense of it as much as we can help you feel it. That's it's like we're learning to F with our feelings, right? And we're hearing from educators, like Educators Amplify, but our callers have been calling in, listeners out there. You know, we've just been talking about the importance of, you know, flipping our lids, neuroscience, regulation. It's all building too off of before you were out on your road trip, you know, you brought in the discussion around mindfulness in the classroom. And we talked about school safety. I mean, it's just all been converging on this stuff. But it's not like bad news. It's just like it hit kind of like a big explosion. So I mean, let's come back to it because we had an exciting show yesterday that right. by the end of that show was like Fast Thumbs L.A. Tom, one of our favorite listeners out there. We love all our listeners, but L.A. Tom, we got special love for him. He calls in. He's a listener. And, you know, he shared some amazing thoughts, as always. But then Tim and L.A. Tom disagreed, which is good. We talked about that, yeah. even with how we F with our feelings, how important it is to be able to disagree and to navigate both our feelings and our logic. So facts and feelings together with that. So we had that kind of going on, and it was exciting. Why? But what happened? I mean, Jess has been in the studio for all of this, right? Give us a recap, Tim, Jess. What's happening in the world these last couple of days that everybody's talking about?
Oh, Jess, come on. You go for it.
All right. Well, for those of you who are new to listening here, new to hearing my voice, I am a new producer in training here. So for the past couple of weeks, I've been learning how this whole talk radio thing works.
Yeah. And you're in training? I thought you were a skilled
The training wheels are off at this point.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
However, I'm still learning. I'm still learning how the board works. I'm still learning how this whole system works. And yesterday, there was enormous national news that broke on this station. Mm. And so we were hoping it would break during one show. It didn't end up breaking during that show. It broke at the very beginning of the next one. And it's coming in. This is out of Manhattan.
Yeah.
We've got one charge, guilty. Two charges, guilty. Four charges, guilty. Seven charges, guilty. 10 charges, guilty. 11, 12, 20, 33, 34. All counts guilty. And the studio is relatively small, but it erupted. It erupted. People were screaming. People were calling in, so overwhelmed with emotion. It was a wonderful time to be in live radio.
It's and I remember I was listening to it too, and I thought, oh man, this is going to dominate, particularly talk radio, of which Civic Media is largely doing a lot of talk radio. But you know, I took this to think about this, and this is, you know, the disagreement with LA Tom was to kind of throw this back into and recognize, you know, we are an education show, public education, and the amount of content that this would kind of beg teachers to deal with here is just extraordinary. But man, when I'm thinking about this, just again, we'll hint at this, the disagreement, Johnny, between LA Tom and I, Tom. And again, I don't know if it's disagreement as much as just, you know, just he's celebrating. He feels very passionately that Donald Trump, the past president, being convicted of these 34 felonies, that this was justice and justice served and was a wonderful thing because nobody's above the law. And maybe this is going to be the turning point. And I don't disagree, except for the fact that I worry, and I didn't always think this, but I heard somebody put forward the idea of saying the best thing Biden could have done would have just pardoned Trump from all of these things and let the election go on as if none of these things had happened, because all of these court cases just provide more support, more camera time for Trump. And this just builds his base even stronger. And there's something to that that frightens me to the point of going, yeah, because I, you know, I've had Thursday Thanksgiving with the Slecker family. Some of the Slecker family has, you know, gone to that side. And I'm telling you, they are rabid about this stuff. And I'm just concerned, you know, and what happens when Trump's found guilty? You've got my cousins going, see, Timmy, we told you, you know, this was a sham. This is, you know, I'm going to go vote for him twice. I'm like, well, isn't that election interference then? Like, well, no, you know what I mean, Timmy. You know, I'm like, no, you can't do that. You can't vote twice. But I'm worried. So that was the disagreement between L.A. Tom and I, was to kind of look at that and go, I'm concerned that this provides a lot of ammunition, and it really galvanizes a lot of Trump supporters, Maybe, though, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe there are so many Trump supporters out there that this didn't turn anybody into a Trump supporter, that his supporters were already there.
Yeah, Tim, I think there's probably a middle ground on things, because you and L.A. Tom are both bringing up, I think, really poignant, aspects of a complicated situation, which I think is historically unprecedented in this country. Hey, hello to Sherry. We got the messages coming in from Sherry saying good evening and hello. But you know what, Tim, I think I don't want to oversimplify either what you are saying here or what L.A. Tom is saying. But, you know, I think about this in terms of I disagree with the Biden pardoning thing, but I agree with the whole like this is part of Trump's campaign. This is who he is. It's always been who he is. He's not apologetic. He's not remorseful. Right. He doesn't hide from these things. They are in every way part of his strategy to point and say, and he's already done it. He's broken, you know, the law while being on trial about it. He's broken the gags and stuff. This has been his MO the whole way, is to have this sort of bravado and non-remorse, like macho, I do whatever I want attitude. And there's a whole lot of people who vibe with that. And I think that's part of the larger message that bring both you and L.A. Tom together, is, Tim, you're like, hey, man, like the more attention we give to this, the more almost sort of free publicity we give to someone campaigning. And then the same time, you know, L.A. Tom is saying, but this is a really awful person. This is not just somebody who is, you know, running for office who we might disagree with or be against. This is someone who openly advocates for not only harm to people in our communities, but to destruction of our democracy. Like, he is unapologetic about all this stuff. I give very little credit to this man for much, but I will give him credit for his consistency and his transparency. Garbage. I'm telling you, I'm garbage. And if anybody wants to affiliate with that, that's your choice. That's in fact your freedom. And that's where I kind of get rolled into, like, let's get into, you know, what this ends up meaning for teachers and that's sort of our expertise too, right, Tim?
Right.
Like, we are thinking about this as a historic moment. It absolutely is. And I think this is one of those situations where I rarely find this. I used to usually love to take a side, but I see L.A. Tom's point and I see your point, and I'm holding them both really equal because they both have a lot of merit to them. This is a complex kind of thing right now at, as I've said before, an unprecedented and imperative moment for us to engage in this, especially as we're engaging as exercising our civic duty to vote, exercising our civic duty, you know, to make decisions and to model the kind of leadership we want in our country. So, Tim, you know, I love what you're contributing. L.A. Tom, I know you're listening. Love what you're contributing. Listeners, if you want to give us a call, 855-752-4842, join us. I know we got some texts. We're going to jump back into it when we come back.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
News from the Center, WRCE.
And we are back. Fully Leaded Education Talk. Dr. Tim Slecker back in the saddle. This is Johnny here with Jess, our sound engineer, who said that she's been in training, but I'd say the training wheels are off. She's a hired gun, highly knowledgeable and regulated balance for us on this show. Appreciate you, Jess. Neil and Nancy texting in, saying hello. Hello to Neil and Nancy. Special listeners out there, fans of Jess, I'm sure. We also got a text in right before the break from Chris Casper. Chris Casper said, the man has never been told no or had to be held accountable for anything his entire life. Now that he has, he's lost his damn mind over it. It's quite the thing to witness. It's like watching a toddler throwing a tantrum when they're told no. Completely bonkers that any of this is even real. I agree with you, Chris. That's also why I'm like, hey, we're going to talk about it because it is unprecedented. And we're going to get to why, especially as educators, we have to be teaching about it. But also, sad day that we have grown folks, right, throwing, I often call them mantrums. And they're more common. They're more common, sadly, than we'd realize. But the theme of the show for the last couple of, you know, shows, especially for the last week and a half, has been F with your feels. And we've talked about why mantrums kind of happen. So I love that comment. We're getting into it. But we got a caller on the line. We got Steven from Green Bay. Can we get Steven on, Jess?
Steven, what's happening?
Hey guys, how you doing?
All right.
It's been a long time since I've talked to you, guys.
I was going to say, you're not in bed yet, Steven.
I am not. I've actually changed jobs. That's why you guys have not heard from me. So 6 o'clock Steve is no longer 6 o'clock Steve.
Nice. So you're going to be a regular caller now, is what you're saying.
Hopefully, yes.
All right.
But I wanted to call in about what you guys were talking about, Trump and him getting charged with 34 felonies yesterday. And I've heard a lot of, you know, mixed reactions. Some people say that, you know, the judge had it out from the beginning. Some people say, you know, it's the best day on earth. Me personally, I'm a little sad. And I'm not sad that he got charged with 34 felony counts. Anyone with two eyes and a brain that can do, you know, can do simple reasoning would know that he was going to get convicted with those charges. I mean, it was pretty black and white. But he at one point was the leader of this country. And we have to remember that we're supposed to be the leader for the rest of the world. And if I'm China or Japan or another third world country, and I'm looking at the U.S., who has a president now that is a felon, I'm laughing a little bit. I mean, we always look down on dictatorships and, you know, kind of look down our noses like, oh, we're America. We're better than that. But are we really better than that now? It's a sad day. And for education, you know, the big thing when I was in school was learning about the Holocaust and things like that. The next generation is going to have to learn how there was a president who got convicted of 34 felonies and is a felon. That's something that's going to be in the history books, and that's a sad day for this country.
Stephen, man, thanks for dropping all of that truth. Really appreciate it. Glad you got a new job. You sound happy about that, calling in from Green Bay. But, you know, Johnny, yeah, the education implications here, you know, we just hinted last night at the civics lessons that come out of this. And now, you know, Stephen putting out the whole idea, too, just that, you know, this is an unprecedented, and we're going to have to talk about this as history. And we got some more phone calls, though. We got Neil from Glendale on the line. I think this might be the Neil and Nancy who called in. Neil, what's happening, our friend?
Well, yeah, that's a good guess. yes, I'm calling. I'm calling from Glendale. I had to listen to the show because I heard you have this great new producer.
Yes, I know. Something tells us. Yeah, I wonder who that is. And something tells us that you may have had a hand in that great producer. So
not in the particular job, but in that. But also commenting regarding the topic on the show, especially the comment about maybe Biden should have just pardoned him to avoid him firing up his base. And I think that would be absolutely the worst thing that would have happened. absolutely the worst, because all that would have done is that Trump would be going around, "See, I told you the case was no case at all. And once they got to the firing line, they had to put down their guns." The worst thing they could have done was to back down. They did absolutely the right thing, and this verdict proved that there is a bit of justice left in the nation. I was certain he was going to be exonerated in the case, and I was jumping for joy when all 34 came in guilty.
Neil, thank you. Thanks for that call. And thanks for disagreeing with me. And again, I'm not exactly sure what I'm advocating for here.
For the record, Neil doesn't just disagree with you. Johnny agrees with Neil.
Oh,
I'm on this one. I see your point, like the way that these events give attention.
Yeah.
But I think I like how Neil broke it down, because like he said, I think that would be the worst thing is to back down. We have a process. Let's go with the process. Let's let it fall through. You broke the law. You deal with the consequences. It doesn't matter who you are. It shouldn't matter if you're a former president of the United States or you're a person, you know, who's every day kind of just grinding it out there. If you break the law, there are consequences for your actions. And so if we were to get there, it would be completely validating. Like I think Neil said it well, we'd be showing up and they say, "See, they really didn't have a case. They really didn't have anything." And there actually is so, this is what I got back to. There's so much more than just this hush money case.
Oh,
there's
right.
So more. And so that's why I'm like, this is a starting point.
Okay.
And also coming back to Stephen, like this is also a sad day because this is when people were like, "Oh, you know, it's just the president of the United States. It's not a big deal. He has political responsibilities. His personal kind of problems he has in his life aren't going to affect how he does the job." Ladies and gentlemen, if you were in that camp, this is where we are at post-presidency, pre-running for president again. We are still dealing with the actions of this man's behavior for decades, and we will be for decades. It is actually a sad day for U.S. history because future generations of children and people and teachers now and into the future will be having to teach about this. And no matter how you spin it, it's not a good look. So we got caller on the line. We'll get back to you after the break. Listener, give us a call. Join the conversation. Busted Pencils when we come back.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Perry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. How badly will Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions hurt him with voters? Marquette poll director Charles Franklin tells Civic Media, maybe not much.
Impeachment didn't move the numbers, and the civil cases didn't move the numbers. This one is a different kettle of fish, but let's wait and see before we assume that there will be big movement in the numbers this time.
The Marquette poll from earlier this month suggests a possible 4-point bump for President Biden. The Wisconsin National Guard is looking for a new leader. Major General Paul Knapp will resign as Adjutant General next week. Governor Evers' office isn't saying why Knapp is stepping down. Knapp has served as the state's National Guard commander for 4 years. Brigadier General David May will lead the Guard in the meantime. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The 7th Winding Roads Art Tour will be held Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5. 16 Viroqua area studios will welcome visitors, giving art enthusiasts a rare opportunity to meet 27 artists, see their work, and observe how and where it is made. Artwork will be available for purchase, and artists will be on hand for conversations on creativity and to give art demonstrations. Viva Gallery in Viroqua has taken on the role of information center, where tour participants can get printed tour guides and friendly help. The self-guided tour encompasses 7 studios in Viroqua and 9 more studios within a 22-mile radius of the city. The guidebook, available Viva Gallery, includes a map of the tour sites as well as places for food, drink, and lodging. More information, including an online map and list of studios and artists, can be found at windingroadsart.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Vanna White is not ready to retire just because Pat Sajak is hanging it up after 41 years. Sajak's last episode of Wheel will air June 7th. The 67-year-old White says she never would have thought she would have been at the job for 40 years, but loves that she doesn't play a character, is just herself, and gets to give money away. You could try to find something unlikable about Vanna White, but you would not be successful. Jerry Seinfeld cannot stay out of the news lately, but at least he admits he's not a real man. What? You heard it right. Seinfeld says he misses the days of the 60s, when there was a hierarchy that started with manly men at the top like JFK, Muhammad Ali, and Sean Connery, who, by the way, openly admitted to slapping multiple women. Nice comp, Jer. Seinfeld says he is not a fan of toxic masculinity and admits he never made it to real man status because he became a comedian, which allowed him to remain childish. Yeah, that's why. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mild night tonight with a mostly cloudy sky, lows in the upper 50s, and mostly cloudy for tomorrow, scattered storms and highs in the mid-70s. Back into sunshine and upper 70s on Sunday, more storms likely Sunday night and Monday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Your life insurance protection can benefit more than just those you love. How about protecting you when your health changes? Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. The Flexible Care Benefit Rider can help you pay for your long-term care expenses by accelerating your death benefit each month to cover those long-term care expenses. This may include home health aides, adult care, hospice care, etc. For a relaxed, zero-pressure visit with Julie, reach out to me at Julie Karen State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chains.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devils After Its radio show. We'll tell you whether or not Trump is fleeing prosecution to a extraditionalist country. Tune in Monday.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
question I'm always asking. How many walls? How many guns? How many felons can run for president? Well, I don't know. We're about to maybe find out. Well, actually, we did. We're going to find out.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.